It is the transfer committee game. It's the third and final one this time out. Thank you very much as ever to John Furlong and to Stephen Davis for pulling in the fees and the money. The rules to spend are 30 million to spend. It would have been 20 million, but after Dejan moved, I was feeling generous and we whacked 10 on there. Anything you get in, minus 30% for agent fees and contract payouts, but you've got to balance the wage bill within reason as we go. And we show a bit of flexibility, as you'll have found from the other two. Plausible amount of work in and out within the resource of time. Time's a bit strange. The season starts pretty soon, but actually the window will go till October. You may also want to consider that whilst the 2021 African Cup of Nations has been postponed, there remains plans to play in January of 2022. We've done the wages. There's two megas, and they're Alisson and Virgil van Dijk, because that's where we expect them to be once they sign the bumper new deals in front of them. Liverpool's resources are placed on there. You've got 8 mediums, 8 highs, 4 super highs, and 11 lows, the younger players there. And they all interact with one another. 2 lows is 1 medium, 2 mediums, 1 high, 2 highs, 1 super high. And then a super high and a high becomes a mega. We'll check the wages towards the end. You tend to have to work hard to actually push past it. You can add the equivalent of 1 more super high and 1 high, which is actually a mega. You can add the equivalent of 2 more super highs if you were to choose to let Gini Wijnaldum go. And your decision on Gini is the first one you need to make. So between the 5 of you, you've got to decide what you're doing on Gini. Are you prepared to offer him a new deal on terms he will find acceptable? If not, are you therefore happy to keep him for the season and lose him on a free, or will you sell him for 18 million? You need to decide that before doing anything, and I'll throw it in the general direction of Dan Morgan.
I think you've got to keep him. I think you're going to probably end up looking at 6 to 8 players going out without him. He's integral to the way we play. I don't think it's worth trying to get another player in and sort of trying to train him into replicating what we do. Just a no-brainer. Just keep him for me, but I'll listen to everyone else.